You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back with our awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today. Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
John Heyman, Dom, coming up is an Odyssey MLB Insider. Insider calls are brought to you by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download BetQL.com or download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. John Heyman's ready for you, sir.
All righty. Let's go to John Heyman. I heard him on WIP, I believe, last 6 months or so. Let's welcome him to Philadelphia. Hey, John, welcome to town. Thanks very much for joining us.
Oh, it's great to be with you.
So, John, are you covering the World Series? Is that why you wrote this?
I normally do, but I have skipped the three in Philadelphia. But I did pick the Phillies, so let's go Phillies.
Oh, well, okay. Well, you're pleading on the mercy of the court before the gavel comes down. So, John, if I had to characterize this, you said, I almost feel sorry for the Astros, almost. I know it's not the easiest organization to work up a good cry for, but they're headed into Philly for game three at one game apiece, and you just know it's going to get ugly. You seem to be saying they paid their pound of flesh, or there's a statute of limitations on this. It happened 5 years ago. Why make the argument it's not fair for Phillies fans to use that as their attack point as fans, if you will?
Well, I mean, you know, when someone does something wrong, they are sentenced to, you normally it's a limited term. So I'm being hopeful. I don't think that there's a great chance of this. As someone who wore a cheese head in the end zone seats of an Eagles-Packers playoff game, I understand the fans are very passionate, as they are in New York. And, you know, I wrote a column pleading with the Yankee fans to lay off Altuve because it wasn't working and it was just making him play better. And they didn't listen. So I'm not expecting Philly fans to listen. And I get it. 2017 was an ugly episode. My feeling is Altuve is one of the few on that team who didn't cheat, who didn't take the signals, the pitch signs. And also, there's only four or five guys left from that 2017 team. But I understand the fans are the fans.
Well, wait a minute, though, John, but he benefited from that. Now, it would have taken a lot, arguably. Verlander, too. They benefited from that. The World Series champions forever.
Right. But why is Altuve the one that's targeted more than anybody else?
Well, he's the most prominent player. I mean, Carlos Beltran isn't there. He's going to be, you know, dismissed forever. You know, I don't know what else you would say to Altuve if you were a fan. I mean, it's the team. And, John, you say this is a city, too, that booed Santa Claus. I mean, do you know how in Philadelphia how tired people get of that, the booing of Santa Claus thing?
Well, I'm going to assume that most people reading are not from Philadelphia and don't know that story. And,
okay.
You know, that's the most famous and funny one. So I know it's been repeated a million times, and it's cliche to people in Philadelphia, but I would venture to guess that the other people on the Internet are not aware of that story.
Okay. But what I'm saying is, though, Philadelphia gets an awful reputation. We're animals. We're the worst fans nationally, right? And this just continues to add to that. I would argue, yeah, there have been instances. There are certain examples we could all bring up. but that by and large, it's the intensity here, particularly with Phillies fans. I mean, these are families more related to it. Eagles fans, we could have a different conversation.
They were rough. I have to say, nothing physical. It was only verbal, so that was okay. But I could take it. Yeah, I mean, they're passionate, which is the word that I used. I'm hopeful that they won't be that terrible to them, but I have no expectation. And as Yankee fans were the same way. I just think Altuve is being needlessly targeted. It wasn't his thing.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, look, I like him as a player. I don't have any problem with him. Now, John, another part, you talk about their light hitting catcher using an illegal bat.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you get a directive? The reason for the illegal bat is it shatters more easily. So there must be an advantage to the wood, but the downside is it shatters. Why wouldn't he have known that? Do you know?
Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right. Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
I don't know whether he knew it or not. He knew that Pujols has been using it. He may or may not have known that it was just grandfathered in for Pujols alone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. We don't know. We don't have the answer to that. So I go with innocent until proven guilty on that.
I wanted to ask you this, John, and I think I have a good example. I mean, you are a prominent national guy. When is it, just taking advantage of the rules in a way that's not cheating? When is it cheating? For example, if the Astros pitcher on Saturday actually had something on his wrist, he was sweating a lot, and it was hot in there, I guess, that's illegal if there's a substance. But when the Astros player tried to duck in for a pitch, because Robertson doesn't throw that hard, I was fine with that. I don't think that's cheating at all. That's just gamesmanship, taking one for the team. How about you, though? I mean, do you see anything in cheating in general that when you cover sports that you think, yeah it's pretty outrageous? Like the Patriots, that was pretty outrageous.
Right, I agreed. Patriots were outrageous. I would agree that the Astros in 2017, that was outrageous that year. In terms of the pitcher, Framber Valdez, they checked him after every inning. So, to me, he's innocent until proven guilty. And we've seen a lot of this where there's cameras showing something, touching something. Maybe he's just wiping off his sweat. I don't know. There are umpires there. I know that the players are rarely caught, but on occasion that they are caught. And if they are caught, I am certainly not in favor of cheating. I did not like the ducking in. He did in the pitch before, right? Diaz tried to duck in on the pitch before. And
The first one, I think he was definitely – I'm from South Philly. The first one, he was definitely within boundaries, John. The second one, the umpire was right. Is that cheating?
I don't know that that's cheating, but I do think that's wrong to make no effort, and that's why he didn't get the base.
I thought
he was wrong on both pitches. He looked like he was trying to be hit both times, which to me, I think there were two runners on base. Get in there and try to hit the ball. The walk isn't driving anybody in, so I thought it was fairly lame. Beyond being wrong.
John, you're covering the World Series, but you're not coming to Philadelphia, though. What, any reason for that?
Well, you know, I was on the judge watch for so long that, as you guys may know, on the East Coast with early editions, you have to do early running sub for stories. So 800 words, three times 2,400 words. And I was on the judge watch for weeks and weeks, and I'm not blaming him, but he took a little longer than we'd hoped he'd take. And, you know, they gave me a little time off for the World Series. And obviously the Mets were in the playoffs, and then the Yankees were in for a couple rounds. Disastrously, as we saw for both teams, but you know, they expect me to do a lot of the free agent stuff. So they couldn't find any other time, and we have a very large staff. So Joel Sherman is there, and we have two beat writers there. We're probably the only paper outside of Philly and Houston that actually has three people at the World Series. So I have to give it up for the Post. And I don't happen to be one of them.
All right. Well, I'm going to be watching their coverage tomorrow to see how they are about the Philly fans tonight. But, John,
they're tough. They are tough, but New York fans are equally tough. And I chastise them as well. So I hope you don't feel picked on.
All right, John, where do we find your stuff? Where do listeners find you? Dan has one venue that you do. Where's the best place to find you?
I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm on the Odyssey stations, as you know. This is one. And I'm at thenewyorkpost.com and on Twitter at John Heyman, J-O-N, Heyman.
All right, John, thank you. Thanks for being a good sport coming on today.
All right, and MLB Network.
MLB Event Network.
See you later.
All right.
See you.
Thank you, John.
Thanks.
Dan, you have something. Where to be find John Heyman?
Yeah, that was Odyssey MLB insider John Heyman. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.